Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the top of the jazz trumpet food chain, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz with Jeremy Pelt off his new 2016 CD called Hashtag Jive Culture with the tune Boswald's Place. His vault into the forefront of the jazz world started with his time in the Mingus Big Band, and that was very early on in his career. That experience led him to opening up to a whole new world of collaborating with the greatest in the jazz world, with those like Ravi Coltrane, Frank Foster, Jimmy Heath, Frank West, Nancy Wilson, and so many others. We had the honor of speaking with Jeremy recently at Neon Jazz, and he talked about playing with the best during his career.
First is a validation that you are on the right path, you know, to one day being where they are. And I think that's a very important aspect because, I mean, really they're all set and old enough and secure enough in there with what they've done over the past 50, 60 years that, you know, they don't have to play with me. You know what I mean?
Jeremy is a very solid solo cat. He's recorded 10-plus albums to date, and he's also good in collaborations with larger groups, like the Roy Hargrove Big Band, the Village Vanguard Orchestra, Duke Ellington's Big Band, the Lewis Nash Septet, and the Cannonball Adderley Legacy Band. He's been all over the globe and at major jazz festivals and concert venues everywhere. His sound is always fresh and pushing that jazz sound further into the future. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the jazz trumpet with KC Cat Herman Mahari leading the march. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here with jazz and more jazz, baby. From another solid film about a good jazz character depicted by Hollywood. Here's Chet Baker with the tune Born to be Blue in honor of that 2015 film also called Born to be Blue, starring Ethan Hawke, following this very memorable jazz journey to mount a musical comeback against all odds, and Chet did that.
Some folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. And clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold, 'cause I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I'd like to laugh, but there's nothing that strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. Bright and sunny, when you left, the curtain fell. I'd like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue.
It's Alexis Cole, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite boys some night to dine on my fine Finnan Haddie, I just adore his asking for more, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, Daddy.
That was jazz singer Alexis Cole with a track off her 2013 CD, Close Your Eyes, with the tune My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Right out of New York City, she is one of the best voices bringing jazz to audiences today. She has received some solid brass from competitions at the New York Jazz Mobile and the Montreux Jazz Festival. And she has worked with the best in the business, with the likes of Fred Hirsch, Eric Alexander, Matt Wilson, and many others. She has actually been compared to classic jazz singers like like Sarah Vaughan and Anita O'Day. Along with the music, these days she heads the jazz voice program at SUNY Purchase, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Alexis had a lot to say about her career, but she really had some thoughts on teaching and finding that essence.
It doesn't have to be fancy, it just has to be honest, and it really, it's so effective when you can find that place. And I feel like that's, you know, if I have one contribution to give as a teacher, if my students go out into the world and are singing with integrity, you know, and good technique, I'm without, you know, drawing attention, unnecessary attention to themselves, you know what I mean? Just being good and just serving the songs, I feel like I will have, you know, contributed something great to the world.
So let's dig the Paul Heller Quintet, joined by Ag Van Ruin, with the 2009 song Chasing Shadows, as we do around here, off the CD Celebration, as this Neon Jazz Celebration moves forward.
everybody. This is Lisa Gary from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Zanino.
That was Canadian jazz pianist, composer, performer, producer, and educator Steve Coven with his trio back in 1997 with the tune Ruby's Playhouse live at the Senator. So aside from performing worldwide with his trio, Steve also performs solo piano concerts throughout North America, Europe, and the Caribbean. Most of his compositions have been licensed for national and international film and television productions. You've probably already heard him. So as an educator, Steve has been teaching contemporary improvisation and jazz piano at York University since 2003. This is the debut recording by composer, arranger, and musicologist Sócrates García with his Latin Jazz Orchestra. Here's the tune Calle e Conde, Alas, off his CD Back Home, Viva Neon Jazz.
This is jazz pianist Danny Green, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was pianist and composer Danny Green with an attractive cut off his latest 2016 album, Altered Narratives, with the song The Merge. This cat brings a fresh and seasoned approach to his jazz arsenal. He has a brilliant blend of jazz, Brazilian, Latin, and classical elements with catchy melodies and infectious style rhythms. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he explained his music palette of influences.
Until I was about 12 when I started listening to Nirvana, and something about it, I guess the whole teenage angst thing or something caught me, and I became obsessed and just listened to it over and over and over again and learned how to play all their songs on piano. That was the first musical obsession. And then eventually I got into ska music and Latin music through the Buena Vista Social Club, and then eventually Brazilian music and finally jazz.
So this kid from Southern California started studying classical piano at the age of 5, sort of a prodigy. He later would move on to formal training at the University of California, San Diego, where he studied jazz piano. He has gone on to play all over the place and become an educator himself. Led by the trusty and talented Steve Bernstein, here's the Millennial Territory Orchestra with the 2011 tune Sly Notions, and they had those off the CD MTO Plays Sly, next on the show.
Donnie McCaslin. I live in Brooklyn, New York, but I love Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Connecticut-born, New York-based alto saxophonist, bandleader, composer, and educator Mike DeRubo with the 2009 tune Transfer off his CD Human Spirit. Mike is a self-taught cat, and his interest in jazz began when he performed with the Dwight Mitchell-Willie Ruff duo in high school. From there, he went on to the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz, and he learned personally from the alto sax master. If you want to know what good jazz guitar has become, here's the cat you need to hone in on. This is the young yet wise Sam O'Salomon with the 2007 tune Mind Breezer off his CD 2 Hours.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great Sam O'Salamon on the jazz guitar, one of the most talented and interesting young players and composers to emerge from today's jazz scene. That was the theme of the hour that he played there, Mind Breezer. So our final cat on this show has a very interesting jazz passport. He was born in Israel, raised in Paris and the American Midwest. This is saxophonist Michael Attias, now in New York City. He leads the group Renku with the tune Sunflower off their newest 2016 CD, Live from Greenwich Village. And hey, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that always prefers performing live, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what you think. We'd always like to hear from you 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.